Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Even before the repeal of so-called Don't Ask, Don't Tell last December, Defense Secretary Robert Gates had weakened the guidelines in March of 2010. These new guidelines made it harder to discharge homosexuals from the military. He called the changes a matter of, quote, common sense and common decency, unquote. Well, we know that's not the case. Also back in March 2010, the leaders of a Pentagon study promised Congress an honest assessment of whether allowing gays to serve openly might cause troops to lose their edge in battle. Pentagon General Counsel Johnson and General Carter Ham, head of the U.S. Army Forces in Europe, and a co-leader of the study said they plan to reach out to solicit opinions. Johnson said then, quote, "We're asking working group members to set aside their personal opinions regarding a repeal or not repeal and to go about their work in an objective, comprehensive fashion," unquote. And he expected that the review would consider all aspects of the military legal code related to Don't Ask, Don't Tell, including rules on sodomy and oral sex. The study was released on November 3rd of last year, the day before it was originally scheduled for release. There had been a leak of the supposed results of the survey a couple weeks before that, a leak to the Washington Post. Secretary Gates demanded to know who had leaked the information. Based on what was reportedly included in the Pentagon study, Congress voted to repeal the law banning homosexuals in the military. But it is highly unlikely many in Congress actually read the report. My guest today is Elaine Donnelly with the Center for Military Readiness. Thanks, Elaine, for being with us.
Yes, nice to talk with you.
We have Johnson and Ham, especially Johnson, saying that it's going to be totally objective and that the study is going to be totally objective and that they're supposed to set aside their personal opinions on the issue. But you recently reported that that was not the case. And give us a little bit of information on the Department of Defense report that was just recently discovered.
Right. Well, let's just start from the beginning. When President Barack Obama announced in the State of the Union speech that he wanted to repeal the law on gays in the military, this was in, what, January, February 2010, last year, he asked the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Gates, to establish a working group to supposedly study the issue, but we know now, and we all suspected, was not really a study. The point of the whole exercise was to do something that the president could not do on his own, and that was to get around the opposition of military leaders. I think the president knew, and pretty much everyone did, that if he appeared to be defying the military leaders, that would not work politically. So this working group set out to give the appearance of asking average military people, what did they think about repealing this law on gays in the military? Did they think it would hurt morale, readiness, and the like? And they surveyed 400,000 troops electronically in doing that, and they had focus groups all over the country, even overseas. It was a huge project overall. Well, it turns out that all of that was for show, that the report, the executive summary of the report, which was all that the media covered, that was actually written on July 4th weekend, and that was before the survey of the troops even went out. So the entire thing was really a travesty. The object was to defuse military opposition by coming up with a question and some answers that could be skewed and presented in a misleading way so that the story could be told to the media that, well, the military is okay with this. Now, fast forward to October, the same year, last year, just before the survey came out, there were some White House meetings and meetings with a selected few people, very restricted, to review the actual report. After one of these meetings at the White House on November the 9th, there was a leak of a story, a well-spun story, to the Washington Post, suggesting that military people were okay, weren't strongly opposed to repeal of the law. This was an illusion that was done by combining numbers in one survey question in a way that was very misleading.
Well, what they said, like 70% of the military didn't were not opposed to allowing homosexuals
to enlist. They said that 70% of military people were unconcerned, that they thought it would have positive, mixed, or no effect. That was a pretty snappy soundbite, and it took. It was in most of the news reports. Again, this is before the report actually came out. This was the second time it had been done, and the first time I asked the chairman, co-chairman of the committee, Mr. Jay Johnson, what is this? Is this report accurate or not? He said, oh, no, that's it. That's not accurate. It's not quite right. Somebody who didn't know the report must have said that. So when I asked Jay Johnson, well, when are you going to correct the false report, the decision was made not to correct misinformation. Mm. And that's how it was done. The story was leaked to the Washington Post the day after the White House meeting. The Secretary of Defense was concerned about these unauthorized leaks to the media. He ordered a Department of Defense Inspector General investigation.
Now, do you think he was really concerned?
I mean, I always questioned the investigation.
Well, yeah, he did.
I'll give him credit for that. However, when the investigation came in well after Congress already voted, four months late, Secretary of Defense Gates did nothing about it, nor did he release the results of that investigation, and I fault him for that. In fact, if a source had not sent this report from the IG, the Inspector General, to me, to CMR, we still wouldn't know.
So it was totally buried there in the Department of Defense.
That's right.
And then someone leaked it to you guys.
That's right. 96 people were interviewed. Mm-hmm. Now, when the IG does a formal investigation, it's a big deal.
It's extensive.
And everybody was asked, did you leak this story to the Washington Post or words to that effect? The answers were negative, except for five that were not interviewed. And guess what? The five were in the White House. They could have been interviewed. They should have been interviewed. Mm-hmm. One of them was James Messina, who is now the president's reelection campaign chairman in Chicago. At the time this occurred, he was a deputy chief of staff and the primary liaison to LGBT activist groups.
Yeah, I know
that. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender groups.
And Joe Solomies of the Human Rights Campaign just loves him. He praises Messina as one of the great unsung heroes of the gays in the military campaign.
Right. Now, you know, all you have to do here, I mean, if a good reporter just flat out asked Messina, then we would find out what the answer is. But the source of the leaked information to the Washington Post was described as emotional, as being an advocate of repeal, a strong advocate of repeal. And the description certainly fits James Messina, but he was not interviewed by the Inspector General, and no explanation was given. So the bottom line is this. This entire show was designed for one purpose, to create the illusion of military support. It did work, even though the advocates of repeal twice had lost. In September 21, they lost the vote. Again, on December 9, they lost the vote. But finally, pressure kept growing until December 18. After the election, the lame duck Congress, several Republicans went back on their word and voted to repeal that law with delayed implementation. Now, that means that the law is still on the books until the president certifies that there would be no harm to the military should the repeal go forward. He has to have also the signature of the Secretary of Defense. So far, Mr. Gates, well, he's left the building now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He did not do that before leaving the building. And also the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mullen, and we all know where he stands.
Oh, yeah. He's
so,
been a big proponent of
the
it.
The law is still on the books. Members of Congress have been protesting this. The chairman of the Armed Services Committee, Howard McKeon, wrote a letter to the president and said, wait a minute, we need more time for hearings.
Mm-hmm.
There needs to be oversight. 30 members of Congress joined with Congressman Duncan Hunter of California, and he's a veteran of the current war. And he, too, said, wait just a minute, Mr. President. We need to review exactly what this new law, the LGBT law, would mean,
and this
what it
was
would
even
do
before,
to our military.
And this was even before this was leaked from the Inspector General.
Actually, you're right.
The process had begun prior to.
Even before the IG report came to light. Now there's even more reason.
More reason, absolutely. And I would hope they would take advantage of this I mean, you guys have a 10-page executive summary on what happened on your website.
Right.
And, you know, it's just astounding. And I've not read the entire 10 pages, but it's astounding, the background and, you know, the fact that the Department of Defense Inspector General has sounded the alarm, although the alarm was shut off by Secretary Gates, and it was buried. Thankfully, that individual did leak it to you guys, so that you know, so the country could know what actually took place.
Right.
And I think the majority of people suspected that the so-called study was a fraud.
Right.
To begin with, when you go in and you ask the military, unless you've been connected with the military, you don't understand how it works. And even if you're connected with it, you still don't understand how it works
right. Sometimes.
But still, a superior officer, someone who's below him doesn't feel free to express their opinion on anything.
Right.
Just because of that relationship that's drilled into their head in basic training. And it's just, they don't have the freedom, don't feel that they have the freedom to express their opinions.
So well, that's right. And many of them were told that, well, look, participate in this study that's going on all year or for several months. You can speak your mind. We want to hear your views. Go to the working group, focus groups. And many of them did participate in good faith, only to be told, no, you cannot discuss whether or not the law should be repealed, only how it should be done, and whether you think there would be a negative effect on things like recruiting, retention, combat readiness, and the like. Now, in the areas of combat readiness, there were very, very strong findings to the contrary to the spin. It said that 60-some percent of Army combat troops felt there would be a negative effect on combat effectiveness. The percentage among the Marines was 67%.
Yep, yep.
Now, imagine if those numbers had been in the executive summary, and if they had been leaked to the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
The Washington Post would have reported that story, negative effects for combat effectiveness.
Or buried the story and not reported it in the Washington Post. Who knows
right.
what they
would
Well,
yeah. you know, in this case, I'm not blaming the Washington Post for printing the leaked story.
Because that's what was given them. That was the information
that's
given them.
That's what was given to them, and they did get a second source, supposedly, to verify that. But the actual findings of what the troops really thought about this were buried. They were not in the executive summary. If they had been there, and if the true story had been told, do you really think that members of Congress would have voted to repeal this law?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't even think the Liberal Democrats. I don't think they would have comfortable enough to have voted to allow this to happen.
And that's just right. It was all about comfort and political cover.
Yeah, absolutely, and just the fact that they were already considering how they could, even before the surveys were sent out to the troops, how Johnson was trying to figure out how he could make the report sound good, even before the troops had even been asked any questions about repeal.
Right. When he met with an outsider at his home on the July 4th weekend, it was a former news anchor. The IG was very clear in saying who it was, except for the name.
Mm-hmm.
And this former news anchor told the IG investigators that, well, you know, I was so surprised to find out that military people were okay with this.
Yeah.
In other words, he was there to help Jay Johnson polish his executive summary so that it would be more persuasive. The word persuasive was used by the IG.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't that amazing? Before the survey even went out, the co-chair of the working group was polishing his executive summary, telling the world what he thought the troops would say, or what they should say, because this is what the president wanted, after all. And it just came out 2 days ago that this same person, Jay Johnson, who remains the Department of Defense General Counsel, he is one of Washington, D.C.'s 20 most influential lawyers, according to the National Journal.
Wow.
And they point to the way that he delivered on this project to repeal the law proof how influential he is. Well, sure. If you oversee a big show designed to mislead that has as its culmination a leaked report in the Washington Post that was repeated endlessly well before the actual report came out, if that's how you achieve victory, that's pretty pretty influential,
isn't it?
It was wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he broke the rules to do it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, there were non-disclosure agreements that people had to sign. He just acted as if the rules didn't apply to him.
Mm. And apparently,
that is poor leadership.
Apparently, he doesn't think they do.
Right.
And the way that the Department of Defense Inspector General's way it says in the investigation, it says that countless hours of troops spent in focus groups were essentially a waste of their time.
Right.
All of these diverted man hours and efforts were directed to a single goal, finding, or as it turned out, manufacturing a media story that would create the illusion of, again, strong 70% military support.
Right.
So
it worked.
It worked, absolutely. And, you know, when you mentioned the fact that even in with combat troops, they would even hire opposition to homosexuals in the military.
Right. And I was thinking of the ones that really matter.
Right.
Combat troops and their voices
and special forces.
Given more
I was thinking of the Navy SEALs who went in and took Osama bin Laden out and how they would respond to or how they feel about the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And I know that the survey actually says, the Pentagon study actually says that special forces, many, many, many of them says that they will not re-up when it comes time for them to consider re-enlisting.
Well, that's right. They didn't have a category for the smaller groups such as special forces or even chaplains. But when you see, you have to go to the very obscure tables, the crosstabs are what they're called. In a formal survey, you have crosstabs, and it's a very complicated web page. Once you get there, it's fairly easy to find what you're looking for. But if you don't know what's there, you're not going
to
see those numbers.
Yeah.
They were only just vaguely referenced in the body of the working group report. They were not even referenced in the executive summary where it really mattered. So, yeah. And then there was one sentence that summarized all of the focus groups. And it went like this. We're not going to give numeric numbers or anything or breakdowns, but it is fair to say that the opposition was very strong at these focus groups, words to that effect. That was reduced to one sentence. All of the people who participated, who thought their voices would be heard,
were silenced.
It was worse than a waste of time.
Yeah.
It was very disheartening.
Very misleading and a total slap in the face to our military.
So now the question is, what is Congress going to do about it?
Yeah.
They should literally be pounding the table and telling Mr. President, you will not certify. There will be no harm to the military. The way this operation was run was it was not according to proper procedure. The troops were misused. The IG investigation needs to be continued. They need to question the five who were not questioned, including James Messina,
absolutely,
who is now heading the president's reelection campaign. All of these things should be done, and Congress has the responsibility to do it.
They do, and this gives them more fodder for the fight, more ammunition for the fight.
Right.
Because as you mentioned, Duncan Hunter has been leading the fight, and McKeon, Congressman McKeon, has been leading the fight. I know we've sent out several alerts encouraging folks on our email list to contact their members of that committee and then the congressman, if they're not on that committee, about just the overall process that's, you know, they're supposedly going through to carry out the repeal, which it needs to be stopped.
That's right, but
and
there's not a whole lot of time.
No, there's not. And
President,
you know,
had his reception on Wednesday evening with the LGBT groups, and they're never satisfied. They're never pleased. And he said, well, I'm not going to make news tonight on the marriage issue. And he also said that I expect to certify repeal of the law within weeks, not months.
Mm.
So we all know where the president
stands,
and we know where Admiral Mullen stands.
Yeah.
And I presume that the new Secretary of Defense, Mr. Panetta,
will
go along
also
with the president.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's up to Congress. They're the only ones who can intervene, or possibly the combat leaders in the Pentagon, the Commandant of the Marine Corps. But they've been participating in training and saying, the training's going great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is not the issue. The fact that Marines are sitting through PowerPoint presentations, this is not a big deal. What else would they do? Chain themselves to the White House gate?
Yeah, I think the other side's been doing that consistently.
To say that training means that everything is going to be smooth sailing from then on.
All that means is training has been smooth sailing, but real-life situation would be a whole different story.
Well, that's right. But there's such an element of groupthink or mindset there in the Pentagon.
That everyone just going to follow.
They're really not thinking this through rationally.
Yeah, everyone's just going to follow in lockstep and not question anything or not think anything's not proper. Mm-hmm. And it definitely is. You know, and they never did. They never had extensive hearings. Like when the law was put in place, I mean, it's not like the law that was put in place 17 years ago was something new. It had been the policy of the United States military from day one, forever. Mm-hmm. And this 1993 law just put it in writing. It codified it.
That's right.
And they had extensive hearings. And they, how many, what, 13, 14 findings of fact from that hearing that are actually included in the law?
Findings of fact. In the actual law, there's 15 of them.
15, okay.
And they're still valid today.
Even
the Pentagon has admitted that 13 of the 15 findings are still valid. They say things like, there is no constitutional right to be in the military. Mm-hmm. People live in conditions of little or no privacy. Right. Good order discipline is necessary to have an effective force. All of those findings are still valid. And by the way, not one of them suggests don't ask, don't tell. Don't ask, don't tell is not a law.
Right.
It should have been eliminated a long time ago. Yeah. It's a policy put in place by Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
George W. Bush should have dropped it a long time ago,
yeah.
But the law itself has been targeted for repeal, largely due to misunderstandings about don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah. And I know there's an effort right now to get sodomy removed from the code, the uniform.
That is a separate issue. It is related, but it is separate,
okay. And
it's one that is certainly a logical move to make. Mm-hmm. If you repeal the law regarding gays in the military,
right. Well,
what are you doing with the UCMJ provision indicating that the conduct that defines homosexuality should be illegal?
Still in the books, yeah.
The two are on a collision course.
They're absolutely. I mean, the whole thing is on a collision course. We have the homosexuals who are happy and ecstatic, would be a better word, that they can now be in the military. In fact, I just read recently that the United States Air Force, there were, I think, two lesbians and a homosexual man, I believe, who announced their sexual orientation so they could get discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Yes. And isn't that ironic?
Yeah. That's what I thought, too.
It's starting to dawn, perhaps, on some of the people who are in the military, even though they're not eligible to be in the military, that the option to leave just by announcing that they're not eligible, that's going to go away.
Yeah. So that was the way I interpreted that, too, that they wanted out before it got worse with open homosexuals in there. But
mm-hmm.
So what do we need to do? I mean, this has all been exposed. The Department of Defense Inspector General has come out with a scathing report. So what can we do?
Well, it's a scathing report, but it was suppressed.
Well,
so
true.
Most people don't even know about it. First thing is, check it out on our webpage, www.cmrlink.org. And you can use that information. Every member of Congress should be questioning what is going on here. They should support the Armed Services Committee, which has asked for more time in order to have hearings.
Is that the House Armed Services Committee?
That's right, the House Armed Services Committee. The Senate is still in control of the Democrats.
Oh, yeah. I remember Harry Reid and Joe Solomy is walking out after Don't Ask, Don't Tell was after the repeal in December.
Mm-hmm.
So cmrlink.org. And
right.
I would suggest that folks print off. You actually have a copy of the Inspector General report, or the...
Yes.
Okay.
It was sent to me by a concerned source. We made a PDF copy of the report, and there it is. It's, as I say, it's quite explicit. It has a lot of information there about how rules were broken and so on, and all the restrictions, eyes only, those kinds of things. To me, those things are important, but less important than the overall message, and that is the military was misled. And the American people were misled to believe that military people were okay with this repeal. That was not true. I think the leaders of this Pentagon group knew that, so they figured out a way to create a perception.
Mm-hmm.
It was perception management. PM, or perception management, goes beyond PR because it involves creating a reality that does not exist.
Right, exactly. They're taking it and skewing it the way that you want it to be interpreted.
Right.
Right. And so what I would encourage your listeners to do is to print off that Inspector General report, send it to their congressmen, and in our case, Senators Casey and Toomey, tell them that the Congress was misled and the military was used through this whole process, and this all needs to be thoroughly needs to be brought before a hearing. There need to be hearings held and totally discussed in depth as to the ramifications.
Right.
Of
and
repeal.
We also have posted a 2-page summary of what is in the report, and on the reverse side, it has some of the excerpts, the highlights of the IG report. People don't have time to read a lengthy document, but they can certainly see at a glance
just
how
is.
Serious this matter is.
Yeah, absolutely. Give us your website again.
www.cmrlink.org.
Okay, and folks can contact you through the website then.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, yes, Elaine.
Thanks.
I mean, you have been right on top of this the whole time and would just really, really appreciate your dedication to the military and to the nation.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, take care. Have a nice 4th.
Nice to talk with you.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in defending traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA at Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, 16323, or visit their website at afafpa.org. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of American Family Radio, Lighthouse Ministries of Franklin, AFA, and AFAFPA.